And now this is a dictation for Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Ross, R-O-S-S, September 1542, addressed as a letter to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, NP, 584-0307. Dear Amanda, follow-up for Mr. Ross, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in May, bilateral shoulder arthritis pain on Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents, melanoma removed from left-sided of the face, well healed, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, does have nocturia urgency, but no cloudiness, blood incontinence, no major edema, follows cardiology, Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R, clinically stable, review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight the calcium channel blocker, beta blockers. Present weight is stable, 212. Blood pressure, nurse, 104.82. Alert to the intestine 3. Lungs are clear. Atrial fibrillation rate less than 90. No pericardial rap. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No major edema or focal deficit. A scar of prior melanoma around the left eye. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 2.18. He's been fluctuating between 1.9 and 2.1. Present GFR represents 29 to stage 4. Metabolic acidosis down to 19 with a high chloride 112, a normal sodium, potassium, albumin, calcium, phosphorus, and high hemoglobin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Stable. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We do CLAS for dialysis and AV fistula when GFR approaches 20. Next number, metabolic acidosis. At this moment, patient prefers no bicarbonate. Next paragraph, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no need for binders, normal potassium, has high hemoglobin from prior smoker, discontinued a few years ago. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis, rate control, no CHF decompensation, plan to see him back in 6 months.